Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ball and two strikes. Here's the stretch. The 1-2 pitch. Swing, a hard ground ball. Base hit! Base hit! Down the left field line! Druck scores! Bills win! 4-3! And the RBI hit by Kim Batiste! This place is going wild! Batiste, who made an error in the ninth inning that led to the tie, has picked up a hit down the left field line. Druck scored and the Phillies win 4-3 in 10 in game one of the league championship series.
Oh, those were the days when the Phillies were actually in the playoffs. Kim Batiste, the hero in that game. Kim Batiste. Most people don't even remember Kim Batiste. But it's always a way to bring Harry Callis back in to listen to Harry. Good morning, Saturday morning, here at the Borgata. Fabulous, sensational Borgata. But there's so much to talk about. Playoff baseball. We can talk about the Phillies in playoff baseball, but we have to go back to 1993 for that one. So that was 27 years ago. Does that sound right? 27 years ago, October 6th, 1993. And then the Phillies are in the playoffs. No, they're not. Oh, no, Gabe Kapler's not with the Phillies anymore. I'm sorry. And Chris Bryant, they traded for him, and he had a... No, he's not on the Phillies. They didn't trade for him. San Francisco traded for him. I got it now. Well, we'll get to that. The things that coulda, shoulda, woulda. And Dave Dombrowski, I'm glad I heard Dave the other day. And we'll get into the Eagles because that's really important. It really is important this weekend. We'll get into the Dave Dombrowski the other day because listening to him, I thought the Phillies are right on the doorstep of a championship. Certainly, Dave Dombrowski's better than that idiot Matt Klenkak, who knew nothing other than how to read a computer. But regardless, all right, let me not get ahead of myself. The Eagles have a game that actually I think they're going to win. Now, I don't normally say that. I didn't think they were going to win last week. I thought they could keep it close. They did for a while, but Kansas City, the worst defense I've seen from Kansas City in years, but they can't they're not as good as some of the other teams. And Carolina's a good team. I just think if they lose this game, they got to be desperate. And desperate teams sometimes do things, although it seems like all over the league, coaches are going for, you know, they're going for it on fourth down. They're doing things that they don't normally do. But the Eagles really got to just, if you got anything that you were saving, whether it's plays or approach or whatever, you can't save it any longer. Because 1-4 is not pretty. And I don't think the Eagles are a playoff team, but I think we could have some excitement and people can have some excitement with the Eagles. If they don't win this game, I don't think they can win eight. I thought eight, because the second half of the schedule is easier than the first half of the schedule. But you can't go 1-4. And they've won in Carolina. Different players for the most part. But I really think they can win the game. You know, it's hard to say this is a must-win because things can happen. But it's the mental approach. Does the head coach lose his players if they lose this game? Does he not get them to buy in to a lot of the things that he's trying to do if they lose this game? It's really important. And I listen to, obviously, like hundreds of thousands of people do. They listen to WIP. And I love when a host says, they say something as if it's, they know it's accurate when it's off of a report. Is Nick Sirianni happy with the play of this team's defense? No, it can't be. He's really unhappy with the pre-snap penalties. And he has addressed that with the team and with the coaches. But nowadays, people either write things or say things, and they don't really care whether they're right or wrong. It just sounds good. And Marcus Hayes wrote a story where he said Nick Sirianni blistered was the word he used. Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, who I've been told by other people around the league that he's a really good coach. He doesn't have really good players, and he's got players that aren't playing really well, other than Javon Hargrave. Can somebody tell me on defense who's standing out for the Eagles right now? You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody on a consistent basis. Josh Sweat, I think, has got a chance to be a very good player, but two pre-snap penalties aren't really good, especially when you change a 3rd-and-6 into a 3rd-and-1 by doing that. But Marcus Hayes wrote a story that he blistered Jonathan Gannon from, in his story he wrote, NFL sources. That's the key thing in all these stories, NFL sources. It used to be, you used to have real verification. Now that's not life and death. It's not something that is really a serious situation where if you're wrong, you're wrong. But in the world we live in, the 24-hour cycle, it's over. It's just you report it. People don't remember it, you know, 24 to 48 hours from now. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if you're right, you mention it again that you were correct. In checking, and I try to check, I do check, within the organization, I don't go outside, and Marcus Hayes said on the air that he heard from other people that the defensive assistant coaches talked to. And I said when I was on with Angelo Gataldi yesterday, after I told him that I've applied for the morning show job, I said that I believe it's overstated, and I checked it further. Overstated. Is Nick Sirianni angry? Yeah, he's pissed. Is he pissed when he addresses the coaches? Yeah. Does he address them individually? No. He's pissed that he's really angry at the pre-snap penalties. That's where he's really angry. You know, the players are the players, but you can't have, when you don't have enough talent, you can't have pre-snap penalties. So did he address did he blister Jonathan Gannon? No, he didn't blister Jonathan Gannon. But then everybody says, and they talk about it. Well, Nick Sirianni blistered. Not even mentioning that you are talking about that based on what somebody else wrote. The newspaper business has become sports talk radio. They just try to be sensational. Sometimes they're right, which is fine, which is good. Sometimes they're not. So I just wanted to address that. He didn't directly blister Jonathan Gannon. He was angry in a general way that the pre-snap penalties are killing this football team. So that's what the media does. We got enough to complain about with the Eagles. We don't have to create more things. And if there is something that needs to be addressed, we should address it. I mean, that's what we're here for. We should address it. The Eagles linebackers aren't playing well. Fletcher Cox, you know, there's too many games now where he's not productive. And he can complain that it's different schemes and different, put him in different positions. You know what? You're so good, or you were so good, and you still should have some of that left. I don't care what position. I don't care if you play linebacker. They put you there because they think you can help, and you should. I did watch the second half of the Eagles-Kansas City game after the game. Sometimes you see things, which you're down on the, and when I'm down on the field, I can only watch so many things, and I wasn't directly watching Fletcher Cox, but I watched it. He didn't really drive people anymore. I don't care. And not all the time was he double teamed. He used to just drive people into the backfield, just drive them into the. And he's not doing that anymore. I'm never in favor of giving a guy more money right away. And the Eagles open up cap room by redoing the contract and giving him a signing bonus now, which stretched over years, but he just got a lot more money when they redid his contract. I'm not one that's in favor of that. Should that affect the way he plays? No, it shouldn't. Has it? I don't know. But Fletcher Cox has got to step up, and you got to hope he still has a lot of that same ability that he has. He's depended on by this football team. Javon Hargrave is playing his ass off, and that's good. But Fletcher Cox, you need a pass rush, and he's got to do the same thing to help with that pass rush. And the Lane Johnson thing, I didn't think it was appropriate, I guess is a better term, for me to say what the problem is. And I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close. But it's not important enough unless, not important enough for me to say it. It's important when Lane Johnson does come back for him to address it. And I think he will. But everybody, this need to know. Everybody, I mean, I get calls, I get people. I got a call last night. Oh, what's going on with Lane Johnson? And I can't tell you how many times. I said, you know, I think it's more appropriate for Lane Johnson to say what's going on with Lane Johnson. And when he comes back, and obviously he's not going to play tomorrow. I don't even know if he's going to play next week. But until that offensive line suffers because Lane Johnson is not there, I don't know that it's really as big an issue for us, everybody. Last week, the offensive line was not the problem. So, but eventually, it could be. It looks like Jordan Mailata is going to play right tackle this week because Driscoll's going to move to right guard and Dillard's going to stay at left tackle. Nick Sirianni wouldn't say yesterday, but that's the only option they have left, is to put Mailata, who's played over there in the past, to play right tackle. But until it affects the football team, the need to know basis is, and I've heard a lot of things that have kind of been reported, and none of them have been correct. So I'm just going to leave it at that. But let him deal with his situation and deal with his his personal matter, and let's move on. So we'll talk about that this morning. And we'll talk about the Phillies. Morning, Tom. fine gentleman who runs a sports book here at the Borgata. By the way, I'm going to give you a bet that was made on Thursday evening. Kind of blew me away. It's the biggest one that I've heard here other than the playoffs. I've heard $1 million bets during the playoffs. But this was a big one, and it involved the Eagles game, which I mentioned the other night and I mentioned Friday morning. In case you didn't hear, I'm going to mention it again today. It's wild. It really is wild. So we'll talk about that. Dave Dombrowski. We can talk about Dave. No reason why they can't win a championship. And the cliche of once you get in, anything can happen. All right, so there's it didn't happen for the Yankees, and they won, and the Phillies, by the way, didn't win 92 games like the Yankees did. So, and they played the Red Sox, who won 92 games. The Cardinals won 90 games, and they're out. The Reds actually, because it was two teams, so there's still a wild card team in the American League, and that's the Boston Red Sox. It's not likely anything will happen. And I'm not sure the Phillies are in a better position next year. I don't even know why we waste our time on the Phillies. We should talk about the Phillies. On the Sixers, because that whole situation is a farce, a joke, orchestrated by the two biggest con men in Philadelphia, Glenn Rivers and Daryl Morey. I've been told by many people around the NBA, people just don't even like to deal with Daryl Morey because he overvalues everything and he's impossible to try to work something out with, which is obviously the case here. Ben Simmons is not good enough to get what's being talked about. We can talk about that. All right, so now we get to our question of the day, which people can win as they do every week, a DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate. And many people have been happy because of the food and the people at DeBruno Brothers. And you can check it all out at DeBruno.com. Because if you're down in the dumps, you go there, get some of that great food. You won't be down in the dumps, at least for the time that you're eating the food. All right, here's the question. The player or manager or head coach that was better after they left. And I know people are going to say Gabe Kapler, but he's not going to win because that's just too easy. That will not be a winning answer. How about Gabe? I'm rooting for Gabe. The manager of the year, 107 wins, wins the first game of his playoff series against the Dodgers last night. He is a better manager because he learned. He learned. He doesn't just dive into the computer every time. But so that's the question. The player or manager or head coach that's better after they left Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us as he does on football Saturdays or football weekends. And he'll join us at 9:40. We'll take a look at it. And I'll tell you about the big bet that was placed here at the Borgata Sportsbook. And I'm sure there'll be more today. There have been some interesting ones for sure. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin here at the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. WIP Sports Time is now 8:18. All right, you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake. You're making a huge miscake, a melted milkshake. Why would you want to drink a melted milkshake anyway? All right, but it's a miscake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores, bigger miscake. Or worse, miscake of all, you resort to baking. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miscake. Because nothing satisfies like a sweet, delicious butterscotch crimpet. Think back to my childhood with butterscotch crimpets. Grew up on butterscotch crimpets. I also grew up on creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cakes. So good. Tasty cake, except no substitutes. 94, it is WIP. We are at the Borgata. And the Eagles need badly to win a game tomorrow. They need badly to do that. And now let's start it off with Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
I understand I'm going to start hearing you in the mornings weekdays pretty soon.
Well, you know, I put myself in the mix. It just, you know, if Angelo wants to leave tomorrow, I'm there. I'm there for him.
I heard you tell him that.
Yeah. You know, I'll help the station out. I don't need a car service to come down because I'll be at the Borgata Friday and Saturday. So I don't need it. So I'll just stay here. Yeah, just stay here for a couple of days. Yeah, that'll be okay.
Hey, before I get to the Eagles, Ben Simmons and his agent are a disgrace to the game. They're just a disgrace.
And you know what? They misread. I didn't realize that you lose a game check for preseason games. I think they thought they were just going to get fined. And that's not returnable. You've lost a game check.
And that's big money with his number.
You know what? Here's what I think the Sixers should do, and they're such nice people, being sarcastic, obviously. They'll hire back the 17 people that they fired, including the employee of 34 years that they fired, because now they got $320,000 a game. These two games will take care of those guys for a year. So they'll hire him back because they're saving all that money. Right.
He won't be able to have Maya Jama, you know, hire
Mariotti. Josh Harris isn't giving you a dime. Isn't giving you a dime more. He's not the season ticket all. He's not giving you nothing. But go ahead. I'm sorry. That's not what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
But those guys, they misread the whole thing. And now they're stuck. They are stuck.
Yeah. And the Eagles are going to, I think they're going to lose because our manager is just not game day. He doesn't appear with his offense and defense to be game day ready.
Well, it's only four games. You know, people ask me, what do you think of Nick Sirianni? I think he's a sharp guy. I think he brings energy. I think he knows what he's doing. But being a head coach is different. But I'm not ready to judge him on four games. Has he made mistakes? He's made mistakes.
Yeah, the other guy's better right now. It's just the bottom line.
What other guy?
Former Temple coach.
Let me address that quickly. Elliot Shore Parks is a stone cold dope. A stone cold dope. When he said on one of the shows that, you know, he likes the Eagles, that scares me that he likes the Eagles to win. But he said that he likes Nick Sirianni in this head coaching matchup over Matt Rhule. I talked to him about it at the Eagles. He says, what has Matt Rhule ever done? I said, what? He turned Baylor around. He had success at Temple. He says, he's never coached in the NFL before this. I said, well, he has. He was an assistant with the Giants. And last year, Carolina was better than they were the previous year. And now they're better this year than they were the previous year. Elliot Shore Parks is a stone cold dope for making that comment.
He has won, so you have to give.
But that doesn't mean that Carolina is going to win the game. I'm just giving you just a way to rip Elliot.
And what's up with our coach carrying those colored markers in his visor? That's a bad look.
Yeah, that's like who is the Matt Patricia? Well,
yeah,
no, I call him, it's the taking your deli order. You know when you go to the deli and the guy's got the pencil in his hair or in his hat? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll take a half a pound of corned beef, 3/4 of a pound of pastrami, I'll take some turkey. And he's got the pencil right there. I don't know where he puts them, but he obviously uses those colors for different things. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. So, all right. So, but you're, Dennis, I'm sure you have a good guess on our question today, but I appreciate the fact that because you've already won that you're giving us a pass.
I'll give the guess, but I don't want to win. How about
don't give it because I don't want to use one up.
All right. It's a good one, though.
All right, I'll tell you what. Tell Kyle, and I'll mention it maybe later. I'll put you on hold. Just tell Kyle what it is. All right, let's move on to the phone. Adam, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. How you doing, buddy?
Never had a bad day in my life. Just another day in paradise.
Philadelphia legend you are, and I respect your opinion.
Iconic. Legend means that you're old. I'm not old. I'm just iconic.
I gotcha. I kind of disagree with your opinion on Fletcher Cox and Lane Johnson.
All right, well, let's address one at a time here. Go ahead.
Fletcher Cox is out there playing. Yes, he's not playing well.
Correct.
And he's hurting the team that way, but you have to say Lane's hurting the team too. I get the offensive line hasn't been that big of an issue, but it would be even
But he hasn't hurt him yet. He hasn't hurt them yet, has he?
I guess not, but it would be even better.
No, it's not. It's pretty. The offensive line last week played well. Played well, and Driscoll, and surprised me, did a nice job at right tackle. And then they're going to probably have Mailata over there this week. So, hey, listen, over a period of time, they will miss an all-pro player. But you got to respect the fact, if he's got a personal issue, and it's obviously a serious personal issue, you know, we got to move past sometimes, well, he should be in there. But it's not even that he should be in there. Your complaint is that we don't know, right? I don't give it. I know, but I don't. I think I know. I'm not 100%. I'm not going to. I wouldn't say anyway. But, I respect the fact of privacy for a personal matter. I do. And I think Lane Johnson, when he comes back, will address it. And then we'll know. But until it starts hurting the team, then you can't complain about Lane Johnson. And you certainly can't complain that, oh, the Eagles should tell us. No, not with something like this. They have to tell you about injuries because that's, you know, the rule of the NFL. But you don't have to tell us what his personal matter is. It's not fair to Lane Johnson.
I got you. And
all right, that's all.
Can I make a comment on Ben Simmons? What's going to happen? I mean, we're going to end up getting nothing for this guy because Daryl Morey and how teams value Ben Simmons versus how he values Ben Simmons.
Well, they're going to get something for him, but they're not going to get, and it's going to screw up things, and it already has. It's going to screw up because it's another issue. And when you get into the real season, this stuff now is garbage. Preseason is just total garbage. When you get into the real season, then it becomes an issue. Then it's if you don't have anybody to replace him and you have somebody else and the questions keep on coming and it's another thing. You know, we're not asking the Eagles about Lane Johnson, but you're going to ask the Eagles about Ben Simmons because it's an issue. Here's the problem. Daryl Morey should have traded him at the trade deadline. He bleeped it up. Because he's got no cojones. Oh, he got a great trade. He got George Hill. Stone cold stiff, too. And he's not even here anymore. And he wouldn't go for it with Kyle Lowry because and I've heard from multiple people in the NBA, he's impossible to deal with. And they don't even want to deal with him. He overvalues everything. He's overvalued Ben Simmons, who's not really a three-time All-Star. It may say that in the record books. He's not an All-Star. He's not one of the 30 best players in the NBA. It's a joke. It's a joke. Daryl Morey got $12 million. He's conning. He conned Josh Harris at a $12 million a year. Hey, listen, he's a good guy, and I think he's a bright guy, but he did nothing for Houston in terms of winning a championship, and he left them in a shambles. So, you know, what has Daryl Morey done in the NBA? And Glenn Rivers hasn't won for three decades. I mean, please.
Harden the Sixers.
Yeah, all right. So who's your player, manager, coach who was better after he left us?
I want to say Peter Laviolette.
You mean Laviolette?
Yeah, okay.
That wouldn't – he was good here. So yeah, I can't say he was better.
I get it, but he won after he left.
Wasn't he the
here,
coach
right?
when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals? Yeah, he was the coach when they. So how could he be better now?
I think he won after he left here again, didn't he?
I think they got to the finals, but they didn't win.
Okay. All right.
But that's a nice try, and I appreciate the effort. Anthony, you're on WIP.
How's it going, brother?
Hey, you know what? I'm here sitting at the Borgata. I had a nice night last night here at the Borgata because I come the night before. I see a lot of nice people that I see every week. How bad can it be?
It sounds pretty fabulous to me, brother. I got two questions for you. My first question is, now, do you think that if there was a manager out there that was worth getting, that we would have gotten
who?
Rid of Girard? A manager for the Phillies.
Oh, a manager, okay.
Yeah, but if we got rid of Girardi, you think, and grabbed that manager, if there was somebody worth getting, and I mean, the second question is really basically, you know, more off the first one, or do we have him because there's nobody out there worth grabbing?
You have him because he's got another year on his contract. Even though Dave Dombrowski didn't know there was an option year after next year, you know, he should know, but it didn't matter because if Joe Girardi, I think if halfway through the season he's not doing well, I think he's gone.
You have a mind. Yeah, that's
so,
how I feel.
And if they don't make the playoffs next year, I think he's gone. And I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs next year because every team in the division will be better. And that may include the Phillies. But the other teams are going to be better. They're not going to be as bad as they were. The only reason they won 82 games this year and they celebrated, Dave Dombrowski said they didn't, but a lot of people did, being over 500, is because the division was so horrible. They were only one game, really one loss away from being a 500 team again, and the division sucked.
Now,
will they be better? I expect they will be. Because they've got to fix the left side of the infield. They got to they got to address left field, center field. Realmuto is not 125 to 130 game catcher anymore. They've got to address backup catcher to make sure they have somebody good enough in there. They got to address defense. They got to address a lot of things. But then nonetheless, everybody else is going to be better too. Everybody else is going to be better. So
if
they don't make the playoffs next year, whether it's partially through the season or through the season, Joe Girardi will not be here beyond next year. Whether somebody's out, they'll find somebody else. They'll find somebody else. So, okay. All right, who's your player, manager, or head coach that was better once they left?
I'm going to go with Andre Iguodala. Dalla.
You know, that's not bad.
He went to the finals, I think it was every year.
He was really good. He played with a better team. You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll qualify it, but if you win, I would be surprised. But not regardless, I will qualify. All right. Yeah, Iguodala he was good, but there's got to be people that are better. All right, let's go to Joe. Yo, Joe.
King. Yo, King, how are you?
What's happening in beautiful downtown Mayfair, the absolute vacation spot of the East Coast with the waterway right by you there? It's just beautiful. You get to see so many things.
Well, Howard, I just wanted to throw this out there with the Phillies. They got so many holes to plug, and they don't have the money.
They have the money, but they're not going to spend it.
They're not going to have the luxury tax.
Well, I don't think they should. You can't win like that. You got to win with a farm system.
I agree. So here's what I want to do. I want to tell De Gregorius, don't even report to camp. We signed Galvis, and then they got to pick up a couple outfielders and figure out how much money Middleton's going to give Dombrowski because they have.
Here's what I do. Here's what I do with DD. That was I said this last year, beginning of the season. It was a mistake. You didn't need to sign him in 2 years because he can't play anymore. So. I would trade him, pay at least half his contract to have somebody else take him, just get him off the team.
Yes.
He's a good guy, but he can't play. So you just get him off the team, and you have to pay half it. You got to eat it. So what? Eat it. And then you got to get
a couple outfielders.
Here's what I think. I think Freddie Galvis will probably play shortstop until Stott's ready. So, and I think that's what they look at. But you can't get everybody. They got to get a third baseman. If they think that Alec Bohm, if he hits next year or he comes back to hitting close to what he did his rookie year, that'd be great. But he can't play third base.
No,
they're loaded with DHs, and they won't. I heard.
You're right.
I heard they won't know about the DH until right before spring training. So you can't prepare for that before that time. What are you going to do? You're loaded with DHs. Realmuto's a DH. Hoskins could be a DH. Harper, to give him a blow, could be a DH.
Sure.
Bohm could be a DH. Why don't you just have nobody in the field and just play with a lineup of DHs?
Well, that's where we're at. And I have a guess, and I'd really like to give you my guess for someone that left.
Okay.
Okay, you there?
I'm here. You know what?
All right.
I am so waiting for your guest, Joe.
King, this is...
Do we have a... Hold on, Joe. Joe, I'm so waiting. Kyle, and I know it's quick, it's on the fly.
Yes.
If we have a drum roll, we need a drum roll for this. And I wasn't prepared for what you're about to do.
I know you weren't, but that's all right, Howard.
Here, I'll give my own drum roll. I'll give my own drum roll. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. Who is it?
You ready?
Yes.
Craig Berube. He won the Stanley Cup after he left the Flyers. Okay? King?
Yeah, I'm not blown
away. Yeah, what? His name is on the Stanley Cup, Howard, and yours is not.
How do you know I didn't scratch it in there when I saw it one year? It was waiting there. I actually held the Stanley Cup before they took it out to the ice when they lost to the Blackhawks. So how do you know I didn't scratch it on there?
You don't know that for a fact. You didn't have enough time, Howard.
Okay. Craig Berube is... I'm going to put you in the mix. You know, that's not bad. Craig Berube is not bad. But I don't know that he was better. I think he just got fired. He didn't have players here. I think Craig Berube was always good. But okay. But Craig Berube, it's a good one. But we didn't have a drum roll. I'm sorry I didn't give you the proper introduction on that, but we tried. All right, 215-592-9494. I still got to give you that bet. It took place here at the Borgata Sportsbook, and it's on the Eagles game, and it's humongous. 215-592-9494. I'm going to address Dave Dombrowski's comments, too, when we come back, who I think, he's clearly better than, clearly has a track record of being a good general manager, president, general manager, whatever you want to call him. So... And I'm going to address something else the Phillies did, which I don't know what's going on in this world, in this country, in this business. But I should address it because somebody lost their job, and I just don't think it's – sometimes it's just not fair. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. We're at the – Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. WIP Sports Time is 841. All right, here's what's happening here at the Borgata. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants. Yes, they are terrific. Exciting bars as we sit in front of one of them. That would be the Gypsy Bar. Live music, big-name entertainment, and a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa has a Halloween promotion so good, it's scary. You know, I think I'm going to be here for that because some of the Sopranos are going to be here, and I'm friends with Steve Sciarippa, who is Bobby Bacala in the Sopranos, and he's going to be here. It'll be good to see him again. But it's scary. Enter to win cash or bonus slot dollars in the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes Saturday, October 30th. That's the day that they're here. Simply insert your M Life Rewards card into any slot machine or open a table games rating for your chance to win. It's the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes Saturday, October 30th. Check it out. TheBorgata.com for more details.
3-2 the count on Bryan. In the air, left field, back. Pollock, gone! brings one out of here. His third hit of the night. And it's 3-0 Giants.
Oh, wait. Oh, he's not with the Phillies? You mean at the trade deadline, the Phillies didn't get Chris Bryant? Oh, that's right, because Torres is better at third base than Chris Bryant. Now I understand. That's why they didn't get Chris Bryant. Think about that. The manager is Gabe Kapler with the Giants. Chris Bryant has made a nice contribution to the Giants. They traded for him. And last night, when it's 2-0, he makes it 3-0. They didn't get Chris Bryant, huh? Darn.
Love it. Love it.
I love it too, Gabe. I'm rooting for Gabe Kapler, just so you know. All right, I'm going to take another call, and then I'm going to play Dave Dombrowski. Joe, you're on WIP.
Thanks, Howard. I've got two, three things. I'll be quick, and then you can answer in order if you don't mind.
No problem.
But your comment right now about Chris Bryant. But the truth is, and I agree with you half the time, if not more, we had nothing to give up. There's no talent down there for a Chris Bryant. So that's my comment on that. Second thing
You're right. Well, they did, but they didn't. They're so depleted in the minor leagues. They didn't have enough to give away because it would have hurt him, and you don't know that he'd be here after this year. But it's the reality is they still – he could have helped. I'll ask you this simple question. If they had Chris Bryant, do you think the Phillies would have had a better shot to make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Especially when you saw those bats fall apart, you know, two, three hits a night.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the risk you have to take, even with a depleted minor league, that if the opportunity presents itself, and, you know, it was in the Phillies' interest, he was on a short-term contract anyhow, so they may have lost him after the season regardless, but maybe they should have stepped out and you know, if there was a will, there would have been a way. That's all.
Yeah. All right, you wanted to talk about the Eagles, I know.
What is your opinion of splitting Sanders and the new kid out of Memphis, Gainwell,
yeah,
and put them into a split backfield together where there'd be a dual threat of catching and running the ball?
Well, but then you got to take somebody else out. So do you want to take out one of the wide receivers? Don't you want those wide receivers in there? So remember when you and Ertz is having a nice year. Goddard is, you know, obviously you have two. So you can't have everybody. You can't play with, you know, 15 personnel or what. You know, I love the people that, you have 12 personnel and 11 personnel. I don't give a damn. Who's in there? All right. So you got to take somebody else out. So you're more effective. The one thing Gainwell does do, he's apparently, and I'll say apparently, he's only a rookie. We've only seen him preseason, but he's good. He looks like he's really good, and he can really catch the football. Is Miles Sanders as good a receiver as Gainwell? And the answer to that is no, and he's running Boston Scott out of a job. I don't even know if Boston Scott will be here next year, but because Kenny Gainwell does everything that Boston Scott does and better. So that's what you've got to look at. But, you know, you put both those guys back there, but they obviously use – it's hard to cover a back that's quick, especially when you have those other players. You can only cover so many people.
Yes.
So if they put them out in the pass patterns, you know, should they run the ball more against Carolina because Carolina's not as strong against the run? Yeah, probably. But you can't fall behind and expect, well, we're going to run the football. So – and against Carolina, they're not going to fall behind like they did against Dallas and Kansas City.
Correct.
So that's why I don't want both of them in the backfield.
Correct. And I'd like to make two other comments in the question. I'll be very quick.
Sure.
Number one, in the NBA, what is the league rule? How far can you defer in a trade first-round draft picks? Up to 5 years or something like that?
I don't know how far you can defer, but I don't think you can give away two first-rounders in consecutive years.
I see.
That's what I don't think you can do.
I see, in reference to that. So, All right. I'd like to stab at the question, if I may.
Sure. Go ahead.
I told your producer a particular name, but I'm going to switch gears. And I find this interesting. Fergie Jenkins.
Too far back. I remember Fergie Jenkins. There's a lot of people that don't. Fergie Jenkins, yeah, was a Hall of Famer, Cy Young when he left as a young player. But that's too far back. That's the
60s. Can I take a stab at the original? I mean,
yeah,
and I
ahead.
Don't need to win the gift if that were the case.
Go ahead.
J.P., the shortstop that we just moved.
Crawford?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, I'll tell you that won't win.
Okay. Fair enough.
But it's a good... He doesn't come to mind. Yeah, he's played well, but I still, it just doesn't do anything for me. All right, let me play Dave Dombrowski, who this week, Kyle, just it's kind of self-explanatory because he's just talking about this team. It makes it sound like this team is on the verge of going to the World Series. All right, let's hear from Dave Dombrowski this week.
That's why I think for us, it's not the star factor. Bryce Harper's worth the price of admission. I mean, he's a star. We got other stars. We had the all-star starting catcher. I mean, Segura's one of the best second basemen in the game of baseball. Hoskins was among the league leaders in home runs when he went down. Wheeler, you can make arguments, the best pitcher, one of the couple best pitchers in the National League. Nola is fourth in the league, I think, in strikeouts. Suarez was the best young pitcher in the National League probably this year in baseball. So we've got some stars. But we need to make sure that supporting cast, so it's always not where you're spending just big dollars. We need to figure it out ourselves to work that together and put the puzzle.
All right. Dave, let me just break the news to you. Segura is not one of the best second basemen in baseball. So that's kind of – does anybody think he's one of the best second basemen in baseball? Highly overstated. And here's baseball. They don't care about batters striking out. That's no big deal because of analytics. But you're going to tell me Aaron Nola is fourth in the league in strikeouts. What was his record? What is his record in September? What is his record in September the last 2 years? He's not a star. And JT Realmuto is a very good catcher. Star, his percentage of throwing out runners was down. What did he hit, about 270? Less than 20 home runs. He's been hurt the second time in 2 years. He's a very nice player. He wouldn't have been the all-star starting catcher if Buster Posey hadn't gotten hurt. Buster Posey's a better catcher, better all-around catcher. But JT Realmuto's a solid player. But now you got to worry about his injury factor. Do I have to go on? Bryce Harper had a terrific year. Zach Wheeler had a terrific year. Cy Young Award winner, I think, is Adam Wainwright. You didn't even think about him until the end. 17 games, 2.39 ERA. And Buehler is right there. And then Zach Wheeler, actually, what's his name? Max Scherzer is probably third. So in the grand scheme of things, but Zach Wheeler's very, very, very good. All right, so now that we got that out of the way and we straightened out that nonsense, I just wanted to straighten it out. All right, here's the. I want to give you this bet because you have plenty of time to. I want to tell you what happened here at the sports book, and there might be some more. 512-592-9494. I've been at this radio station so long, I actually have a number. That's a 0610. I have a cell number that's a 0610. You believe that? But it's not 0610. It's 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time here at the Borgata is 856. If you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miss cake. A melted milkshake. Miss cake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores. A bigger miss cake. It's another miss cake. If you're thinking of resorting to baking. If it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake because nothing is as good or satisfies. You can talk about the butterscotch crimpets and they're unbelievable. You can talk about the chocolate peanut butter candy cakes, unbelievable. but you can also talk about a lot of other products that Tasty Cake has. Terrific. Tasty Cake. 94 WIP, hour number two. Big game for the Eagles. I think they win the game. I do. And somebody else that has made a large wager thinks it will be close and also thinks they can win the game. There was a wager placed on Thursday evening here at the Borgata Sportsbook. $825,000 on the Eagles plus 3.5. Now, it's now down to 3. He also made a wager, I'm not sure exactly how much, on the money line of the Eagles, but not even remotely close to the $825,000. Think about that. I mean, somebody's got a lot of money, but you don't put down $825,000 if you're just some dopey guy making bets. So, guy apparently knows what he's doing. But I like the Eagles to win the game. Obviously, I think it's going to be close. But close doesn't matter for the Eagles. Close won't do it. They got to win the game. Otherwise, it could be kind of scary. The rest of the season. Tom, right down the road in Margate. What's happening, Tom?
Well, the iconic Howard. I want you to, if you remember, a few years ago, you were on. We were both actually on stage. It was a charity event, and you were wearing something that all of the reigning men that night together, their outfits didn't match your fur coat, your full length fur coat.
Well, how can anybody match me? Come on now.
I said, yeah, you're iconic. So the Ferguson Jenkins guest that I was going to make is out.
Yeah, it's too far. It's way too far.
I guess
I understand.
Then Sonny Jurgensen would also be outdated.
Yeah, that's out. That's in the 70s.
All right,
that's
so let me pick a manager then. I don't think they're outdated, but in any event, you're not going to grandfather my guests in. So I think the manager that got a whole lot better after he left was Terry Francona.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Did you want to say something about the Eagles, Tom?
Well, you just said it. You think that they've got a chance. It may not be a great chance. $800,000 is bet on them, but they got a chance to win. If they win, my question would be, what do you think their record, what do you think they'll finish at?
What do I think the Eagles' record will be?
Yeah, will they win 7, 8, 9?
Well, if they win this game, they have a chance to win 8.
Okay.
That's what I said at the beginning of the year. I'm not that stone cold dope Elliott who said they were going to win 11. it's beyond impossible.
All right.
It's not impossible. Nothing's impossible. But that's so unlikely, it's ridiculous. I think they have a chance at 8. All right.
Thank you. You have a great day, a great weekend.
All right, Tom. Take care. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin. You're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. First, I'd like to talk about the Eagles. From the beginning, I predicted the Eagles would win no more than 6 games. But what's kind of surprising to me is that the team is better than the coaching. And they took a long time. They passed up a lot of good head coaches to bring in this guy, Sirianni. And everybody know he acts like a puppet. So I just think the team is better than what he can put together for them to win some games. They might could have won 8 games with some good coaches.
Well, they got to have players, too. Come on. You can't win without players. All right, let's just break it down. Do you think the defensive line is playing well enough? On the whole, you got to take the whole. You can't just take Hargrave. Are they playing well enough?
No.
Okay. Are the linebackers playing well enough?
No.
Okay. I won't even go to make a play, Slay and the other people. He's solid, but he's got to make a play. That's why he's not big play Slay to me. He's make a play Slay. Just make a play.
Yeah, big
play. Yeah.
But the offense is pretty good. I mean, they could be, you know, it's teachable. That's what I'm trying to say. It's teachable moments with some good coaches, and which they don't have. But anyway, I don't think they win no more than six or seven games. Stop.
Six games is probably, especially if they don't win on Sunday.
Yeah.
So do you think they're going to win on Sunday?
No, this guy, this coach they have here, he'll knock them off.
I mean, you're judging him.
I didn't know this guy came from Temple. He's an old Temple coach.
Oh, he's a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
He'll outcoach this guy, Sirianni. Yeah. Once I seen he get smoked when Belichick came in.
He's got some players, too. Matt Rhule's got some players. All right, who's your player, manager, head coach? It's better once he left.
I'm going to go with, I don't know if he's been called yet. How about Dick Vermeil?
No, he wasn't better. He got to the Super Bowl here. He wasn't better. He just happened to win a Super Bowl.
But he went to the Rams and won.
Yeah, I mean, Dick Vermeil was a really good coach here. So I'm not going to say he could be better. I mean, he won with St. Louis. It was St. Louis when they were. Yeah, it was St. Louis. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he was better. I mean, he was probably a little bit better because he adjusted the way he worked players. And maybe the rules had changed at that point, too. Yeah, he was better. But I'll tell you this. It's not bad, but it wouldn't win. Because there's guys that really jumped up to the head of the class. Not to say that.
Let me give you one more.
No. You get one. You get one. But that's all right. I appreciate it. You'll try again. Dick Vermeil was a good coach once he left here. But he also had Kurt Warner, too. Kurt Warner got into the Hall of Fame with just a few good years. He had Kurt Warner. The Eagles had Ron Jaworski. Who did a nice job, but not on the level of what Kurt Warner's done. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on WIP.
Howard, I always enjoy it. In fact, I love the announcement Monday. What you said yesterday on the morning show. Hope you definitely replace Angelo. But that'd be great.
Oh, so you were listening yesterday when I said I talked to our program director about applying for the job to replace Angelo, huh?
Yeah, I look forward to it. Look forward to it every Saturday morning. So
yeah, you know what? Let me just mention this. I had a gentleman. I was out. I got service, normal service on my Audi, and Audi Devon is where I go. And nice people there. There was a customer there and his wife, and said, "Oh, you know, I listen to you every Saturday morning." I said, "Thank you very much," and I just want to mention that was they were very nice. And they said the same thing, and I wanted to acknowledge them. And since you did, there's a lot of people listen on Saturday morning, and that's great. I'm happy for that. Well, when I'm doing Friday and Saturday from the Borgato, you'll listen to that too.
So real quick,
being sarcastic. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought. You want to talk about Ben Simmons?
Well, yeah, I obviously was talking about him. Let me ask you a question. If the Sixers start off playing pretty well, okay, do you think his trade value goes down even more if they have the guys already in place? That's like Maxey looks well, and, you know, I'm not high on Shake Milton.
No, it's not about the guys they have in place. The longer they wait, unless teams get desperate, and I don't know that teams are going to be desperate enough to give Daryl Morey, and I've heard from multiple NBA people, is almost impossible to deal with. Almost impossible. So he overvalues all his players. It's one thing to put a value on it and try to make a good deal. I get it. You want to try to make a good deal. But you can't be just so obnoxious in what you're asking for that people are laughing at you. There's some general managers, I was told, that don't even take his call anymore. That's not good. You got to, you know, there's a give and take. It's... Whenever you do a deal, regardless of what it is in life, and I've always said this, and I've done my contract negotiations most of the time. Both people have to be happy with it. And if they're not, then there's going to be issues down the road. So is somebody going to get eventually a little bit, in terms of a trade, a little bit better? Yeah, possibly. But you got to be, they got to feel, both people got to feel that they're accomplishing something. And Daryl Morey doesn't let you feel that from everything that I've heard. And that's not good. That's not good.
Real quick, on the Phillies, what do you think? Who's their starting rotation next year? Obviously, you got Wheeler.
I'll put Suarez in there.
Okay.
Nola.
The three. Eflin.
Eflin and then Gibson.
Okay. All right. So that's the five we're rolling with. As long as
You got to hope Eflin comes back the way he was. You got to hope Suarez just didn't have one of those rookie years, you know, and you got to hope Nola just doesn't choke in September every year.
Yeah, which is a problem, which is definitely a problem.
Yeah, and they still need a bullpen. Their bullpen's a joke. It's still a joke.
Yeah, I would, the whole thing, get rid of Alvarado. I can't stand Brogdon. I mean, let's just go through the list.
Alvarado's a stiff. A stiff. Give me a
break. He's terrible.
Tampa didn't even have him on their playoff roster the year before. He's a stiff. Give me Alvarado.
Without a doubt.
Oh, but he throws 98 to 100. I don't care what he throws.
Thanks.
Yeah. Terrible.
I'll give you my icon.
Go ahead.
You know, one of the guys was already taken, but Schilling. What Schilling was able to do in October.
You know what? Schilling's a moron, but.
I know
I'll
he is.
You,
I know
I'll,
he is from a political
I'll put
fan.
You in the mix. I'll put you in the mix. He did do better once he left here. I'll put you in the mix there, big guy. All right, let's go. And thank you, Josh. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Hey, King. How are you?
How are you?
So, I'm all right. Good. I never had a bad day in my life either.
Are you on a speakerphone there, genius?
You know what? I'm in the car.
Okay, so you're on a speakerphone.
Now I'm not.
There you go. It sounds so much better because we want to hear everything that you have to say perfectly.
I'm glad. I wanted to talk about Penn State and your favorite coach.
He's a terrible coach.
So how bad
but
are they
he gets
lose
great
today?
He gets great players. He recruits well.
Oh, he does. Yeah.
Yep.
How bad are they going to lose today? Because
I think they're going to win. It's hard for me to say that.
That is
I think they're going
to
win. Sick.
Why? Why are they going to win today?
The line is just it looks too easy. It looks too easy. I think they're going to. I think Iowa is a better team, but I think Penn State's going to win.
Okay.
You know, they got the game's at Penn State, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's in Iowa.
Is it in Iowa? I'll check it. I don't even know where it is, because Penn State likes to have those super spreader events with 109,000 people, but. Whenever you get into that, it becomes political, and it's just get the vaccine. Oh, it's at Iowa, so they'll have a super spreader event out there, but they won't have 109,000 people.
True. You know what? They have plenty of other games to lose.
Yeah, but I think that's why the line's jumping out at me. It looks too cheap because I think Iowa's a good team.
Yeah, I think so.
This would be a big step for Iowa, but. Yeah, I don't know why the line. I think Iowa's a better team, but the line just looks too easy to take Iowa. Looks too easy. That's why I'm looking at. All right, who's your
So mine was just guess.
Or coach
Francona, but I'm assuming you're asking this because of Gabe Kapler, right?
Correct.
All right, so then I'm gonna go.
Well, Gabe Kapler's out of the mix because
yeah,
that's too easy.
Yeah, I know. That's what. So I'm gonna choose Carlos Santana.
What? No. You know what?
That's
a good try. But that's right. I mean, he's played well. He's played better than he did here. But he just, he's like invisible. We don't even think about him anymore. Carlos Santana, who's had a nice year for, where's he now? Seattle? Yeah, Seattle. He's been bounced around a few times. I think it's Seattle. Evan, you're on WIP.
Hey, King, how you doing today?
Another day in paradise. You know, life is what you make it.
That's
you know,
it.
So, you know, that's why I've never had a bad day.
Quick question for you.
With
Simmons having 4 years left on his contract, if you take a deeper dive, do you think the NBA is
is really taking a look at this, because this may set a precedent overall that contracts don't mean anything.
What do you mean they won't? He's still going to get paid. You know, if he just showed up, he would get paid.
But he's not showing up. I mean,
well, that's his fault, not the agent's fault. Hey, let me tell you something. That agent, boy, he's come a long way. He was selling jerseys out of the trunk of his car before he became an agent. And nothing wrong with that if you can make a buck. But that's what he was doing. And then he got hooked up with LeBron, and he got connected with players, and LeBron brought him in. He's obviously a smart guy. There's no question he's a smart guy, but he's overplayed his hand here. He's totally overplayed his hand.
Yeah, it's definitely putting the Sixers in a bind, you know.
What's that?
We'll see. You know, with Simmons not coming back and, you know, all this looking at...
He can't come back now. Do you think he can come back and play with this team? There's not a chance.
Not a chance.
Yeah. So, all right, who's your player, manager, or whatever?
I'm going to go Reggie White.
Reggie White's good. It's on the cusp of being a long time ago, but people still remember that. It was still, yeah, Reggie White's actually good. All right, Evan, Reggie White is good. Won a Super Bowl. He was great here. He was great there. He just happened to win a Super Bowl. But I'll put you in the mix. All right. Thanks. Yeah, you're in the mix.
All right, King.
All right, thanks. All right. Reggie White is not bad. He was great here and great in Green Bay. He was great both places. Yeah, he was terrific. 215-592-9494. Again, Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. Yeah, it's just... Wow, Reggie White, that's an interesting thought. Was he better? I don't know that he was better. Gabe Kapler's better. That's why we came up with Gabe Kapler. He learned from his mistakes.
Kicking some ass.
I'm rooting for Gabe. I am rooting for Gabe. He was not a good manager here, but he is a good manager with San Francisco, and he's got players. You got to have players. You got to win with players. But he doesn't pull pitchers as quickly. He's not Joe Girardi. Well, you know, he's the third time through the lineup, and, you know, he's throwing a lot of pitches. Well, a guy pitched yesterday. What are you talking about? Guy pitched yesterday. I don't care. Relief pitcher, guys pitched yesterday. Joe's a good guy, but I just don't like the way he manages a baseball team. All right, 215-592-9494. The question for the DeBruno Brothers $100 gift certificate, check them out at DeBruno.com. The player or manager or head coach that was better once he left Philadelphia. WIP Sports Time is now 9:20. Football is here, and we hope that means great food to accompany the game every week. Hope you have some good food for tomorrow's game. DeBruno Brothers, that's where you get what you need to make it special. What really sets them apart is the incredible team of people they have working with each and every customer to make their experience special. DeBruno Brothers has been part of the fabric of Philadelphia since 1939. Been around a long time and better all the time. They have all the classics for great snacking. They have snacking spread, cheese charcuterie, antipasto, incredible snacks, sandwiches, and all the sweet tweets, sweet treats too, like cookies, cakes, cupcakes. Don't forget about their catering. Catering's sensational too. Stop in any of their 6 retail locations, including their new Wayne location, beautiful store, or load up at DeBruno.com. They have the friendliest people there to help make your big or small get-together absolutely delicious. Check them out. DeBruno.com. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. All right. Bill Matz put together some numbers for me. One for Make a Play Slay. Don't call him Darius. Call him Slay. I like the guy's bite. I like the guy's, you know, moxie and all that. But he's got to get this team's got to get turnovers, and I think they can against Sam Darnold. But he's a better quarterback than he was with the Jets. But they got it since 2019. Now he came here 2020. Okay, since 2019. So that's 1 year with Detroit. 33 games, 32 starts, 3 interceptions. Now, maybe they don't throw to him. Maybe that's part of it. No touchdowns. I don't expect them to get a pick six, but you got to get some more turnovers. No forced fumbles. And once in a while, you got to do that. He has one fumble recovery. I don't know that they send him in on the blitz, but he doesn't have any sacks and 3 tackles for a loss. So, did he have one last week? It was close. It was close. I don't know if he had him. But I just want turnovers. I just want turnovers. Turnovers win games. I mean, turnovers win games. So you got to get some turnovers. It's a big part of winning games. Yeah, it's not rocket science that turnovers win games. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey there, Howard. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I got a different take on the Eagles than a lot of these callers are, and I'm kind of in line with you. As far as the team, this isn't like a 1 year thing. We're in a rebuilding kind of situation. I think we got a lot of young offensive players that need to be developed. And the one thing that everybody's ignoring is we've got 3 first round picks next year. And if it went the way it's looking right now, there's going to be 3 first round picks in the first 15 picks. And then a high second-round pick. Can you imagine what we can do if Howie does the right thing and gets 4 good defensive players? A defensive lineman, linebacker, that big safety from Notre Dame.
Oh, there's some good players. When you're drafting that many players in the top 15, so you want them to lose?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
I don't want them to lose. In fact, I'm going to the game against the Panthers tomorrow. I do not want them to lose.
You flying down? You flying down?
No. I just think with all the young players we have that we're going to struggle this year. They're playing hard. Don't get me wrong. But you got a young coaching staff. You got a lot of young players. You got a young quarterback. You got young. They're playing their hearts out. They're just doing their best. But, you know, let's say they end up 500. Let's a little less than 500. They played hard. I am not a process person. I hate the process. Absolutely not the process.
Yeah, that people got to stop using that phrase in sports. And the Eagles, I think, are backing off of that phrase because they know it's such a ridiculous, pathetic, stupid phrase that took place with a failure by the 76ers.
Right. But look at they could get a defensive tackle. They could get
They get a lot of players. Oh, yes.
Young players. Young players to grow with the young coach.
Here's the bottom line. And the bottom line is this. Jalen Hurts had a better game last week. No question.
Yeah.
Okay. A terrible defense. I want to see what he does against better defenses. And that kind of gives me a better indication.
I agree.
You can't win in the NFL without a quarterback. You can't. So he has got to be the guy. And that's the key to this whole thing. You can get good picks and you'll be better. But ultimately, it's about winning a championship, isn't it? Making the playoffs. That's why this nonsense with the Phillies, Mel making the playoffs. Who cares? Can you win? And the Eagles, once they made the playoffs in 2017, that 2017 season, you know, because they had the home field, they had a chance. Did we think they were going to win a Super Bowl? Probably not likely, but they had a really good chance. You've got to, and you need the quarterback to have a chance. You'd say, well, Nick Foles. Well, Nick Foles played great. So I don't know that would happen again, but you need the quarterback to get there.
Yeah, well, Jalen Hurts is trying hard. I mean, he works hard. He's a tough guy. Yeah. I got confidence in him.
Okay. And, but that's you know, the one thing you need. With all the picks, that's the one thing you need.
Well, yeah, but look at all the picks you could get on defense. So we were all talking about how lousy the defense is.
Oh, yeah, they got to address that. You're right.
They could get four top picks. And here's another thing. Jordan Hicks is a free agent this year. Why not bring back a veteran?
It's over. I like Jordan Hicks as a person, and I liked him as a player. It's over. You can't go back. You can't sign those players as free agents. You know, he's too old.
He could help.
Stop it.
Coach on the field.
Stop. Okay, so who's your player, manager, or head coach? It was better once.
Okay, remember, this is the player, not the manager, Ryan Sandberg. As a player.
But he was a minor leaguer. Yeah, was he better?
We didn't even know him.
As it turned out, he wouldn't win, but I appreciate the effort. He was a throw-in. I don't know if people remember the story I told. I created that problem, if it was a problem, with Ryan Sandberg. I was working for another sports talk station, FM, early in my career. Larry Bowell wanted to be traded because Phillies weren't going to give him a new contract. So during one of the breaks at the radio station, I called him. He was in Florida. I said he was supposed to talk to the Phillies about a new deal. He said, so I called him during the break. I talked, so you're going to get the new deal? He says, no, they're trading me. So what are they trading you for? To the Cubs for Ivan De Jesus. Keith Moreland was involved in the deal with the Phillies. He was a catcher. So I said, can we go on the air? So I put him on hold. We went on the air. The next day, the Phillies were livid because the people in Chicago loved Ivan De Jesus, who was a shortstop. Loved him. They went crazy. So the Cubs called the Phillies, and they called off the deal. Said, we can't do it. People here are going too crazy. So 3 weeks later, the Phillies reworked the deal. Dallas Green and Paul Owens are running the ship, and they threw Ryan Sandberg in it. Really had no room to play with the Phillies, whether it would be third. He was a third baseman at one time, and second, because they had players there. So 3 weeks later, they threw in Ryan Sandberg. If I hadn't called Larry Boa and he hadn't gone on the air, Ryan Sandberg would have been stuck in the Philadelphia farm system and never gotten to the Cubs. Think about that. Now, it didn't matter. He wasn't going to be that same player here, but he was that player in Chicago. Sean, you're on WIP.
How you doing this morning, Howard?
Never had a bad day in my life. You know that.
I know it. Hey, listen, I think I have the winner, but I want to give you a loser first. You know, except for Nnamdi Asomugha, what the heck did we pick up Ryan Kerrigan for?
You are correct. You are correct. You are correct.
Howard, guess what? Somebody, even though they don't play, one's a D-tackle and one's a D-N, T.Y. McGill is with Washington now. He would have gave us much better snaps.
Yeah, Kerrigan is. Maybe that's why Washington didn't re-sign him, obviously. He just, you know, he had a really good career with them, but he's just not a good enough player anymore. Let's just leave it at that. He's just not a good enough player anymore. So who's your player? You think the Eagles are going to win tomorrow?
I hope so.
No, I didn't ask you that. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think they're going to win.
All right. So now, who's your player, manager?
Okay, I know you don't like to go back, but you went back as far as Reggie. Chris Carter.
You know what? That is good. And I will say this, now that you said that, Sean, I'm going to put you in there. And Chris Carter... Buddy Ryan let him go. Chris Carter had some, and Chris Carter admitted, I think, a drug and alcohol problem.
He had issues,
but he really, that's really a good one. And Jack Fritz, that dope, he actually sent me a text and he said, Chris Carter. So I guess I should give the $100 gift certificate to Jack Fritz first. But if you win, you will get that $100 gift certificate.
Hey, and you know what? You know he credits...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me. He credits what? I cut you off. He credits what?
He credits Buddy Ryan for saving his career.
Yeah, I know he does. All right, hold on. We'll get your info. That is a good one. That's a really good one. Bill, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
How you doing?
But hey, I wanted to compliment you. I think you're holding back on Lane Johnson's and his situation.
I'm not. And it's the right move. Professional or not, it's this need to know by people. It's not, oh, they got to tell us, and they got to, and everybody's calling me. I'm close to 100% knowing what the problem is, and I respect the fact that it's a personal issue. He's not a jerk. He's a good guy. It's a personal issue, and I just don't think it's right for me or anybody else. And people speculating is a joke because everything I've seen has been incorrect. And people wanting to put it out there, I just don't think it's right. When Lane Johnson is ready, I think he will tell everybody when he comes back. I don't know when that's going to be. He obviously is not playing tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to play next week. But, you know, let him just take care of his personal issue and go from there.
Well, agreed, and that's why I wanted to compliment you because.
Well, thanks.
This is entertainment. It really isn't live or die, you know, every weekend.
Right. And you know what? The fact that the Eagles had a good play from their offensive line last week, and they hope they get. I think Mailata is probably going to play right tackle, and they get good play this week, and it's okay right now. But even if it's not, it's a personal issue, which. You know, they're still human beings. Players
exactly.
Are still human beings. We don't treat them like that sometimes. And we criticize them, but that's what we're supposed to do about their play or compliment them about their play. So that's the way I looked at it. But I really appreciate that. Who's your player, manager, or head coach that's done better once they left?
Jason Worth.
Boy, we've had some good ones. Worth is good. You know, he was good here. The Phillies, that's Ruben's fault. But Ruben was under strict orders.
That team.
Yeah, he was going to sign here for 3 years. He told me he was going to sign here for 3 years. He told me. But Phillies weren't going to give him 3 years of good money. And Ruben Amara says, how many players can I play $20 million a year? He had orders from the top, too. Well,
he was single-handedly. How many games did he burn us on because of his talent?
Well, he was really a five-tool player. He worked pitches when you didn't have to look at the computer and say, well, you got to work a pitcher. No, he did it, and he was comfortable with two strikes. A lot of guys aren't comfortable with two strikes. So, you know what? You're in the mix there, Bill. That's a good one, too. We've had some really good ones. All right, 215. We've really had some good ones. I'm going to take some more, and I'm going to go through them. See if there's anybody. You know, I'm just going to try to get... Hey, Paul, I'm going to squeeze you in quick because you want to talk about Sirianni. What did you want to say?
Just real quick, Howard, if this year happens to continue, and I don't agree that they're going to play competitive more. I'm just not that confident in with the Eagles. So if this year just keeps continuing and they're giving up these large amount of points and they're just not winning, any chance at all that you think they might let Sirianni go this year?
No. Zero.
Zero.
Zero, 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 below zero. How's that? Below okay. Zero. All right, give me your guess, because I don't want to...
John Harbaugh.
Yeah, but he was an assistant coach. Guys always move up. I mean, you could say that Sean...
Super Bowl winner.
You know, Sean Payton was an assistant coach here. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, so there's another one.
Sean McDermott, I mean, there's...
Wait a minute, John Gruden. John Gruden was a coach here.
I picked Harbaugh because he's still relevant, and he won a Super Bowl, and the Ravens are still
That's not bad, but it was just in the process of moving up. You know, when guys move up to take a head coaching job, but it was a nice thought, but that wouldn't win, but I do appreciate your effort. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us. We'll take a look at the weekend football, and then we'll get to your calls and your guesses to win the $100 gift certificate from DeBruno Brothers, because that I know you will enjoy. And we'll see what Mark Lawrence says about the Eagles See what he thinks about that $825,000 bet on the Eagles plus 3.5. It's now 3. There was another big play, but only a $100,000 play here today on a college game. I'll give you that when we come back as well. They got some big players here at the Borgata Sports. Big players here anyway. Big players here at the Sportsbook. I'm Howard Eskin. WIP Sports Time is now 9:40, and here's what's happening at Borgata. You're only miles away from your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, yes. Exciting bars, yes. Live music, yes. Big entertainment, absolutely. And a spacious casino filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa has a Halloween promotion. So good, it's scary. Enter to win cash or bonus slot dollars in the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes Saturday, October 30th. And that night, I will see the Sopranos here performing. I'm sure it'll be a nice show. I always love the Sopranos, but they'll be here that night. But there's a lot of other things going on. Simply insert your M Life rewards card into any slot machine or open a tables game rating for your chance to win. It's the Monster Cash $100,000 sweepstakes. It's Saturday, October 30th. Check them out, theborgata.com, for more details. 94 WIP. We got a lot of good guesses. The player, manager, or head coach that was better when he left, and that stems from Gabe Kapler. And he is a better manager. I hope he wins a World Series. Oh, my gosh, I hope he wins a World Series. Good. They have a good team. They have a good team. They only won, what, 25, 26 more games than the Phillies? That's all right. Yeah. Phillies are right there. They were a plus 500 team. The parade's next week for the Phillies this year. All right, let's take a look at the weekend football. And to do that, Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing just terrific, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise here at the Borgata, Mark. Another day in paradise. So let's take a look. At first, we'll take a look at the college football. There's actually some good games today. There are some good games today. So who do you like?
I'm going to look to fade a couple of 5-0 teams this week. We call those fat cats. And when they go favorite in game 6, they really struggle, especially on the road. And we're going to go up against Michigan today for the first play and play Rutgers plus the points.
I like Rutgers too.
Yeah, they're playing some pretty good football right now under Greg Schiano. Yep. And John Harbaugh has everything going his way. Jim Harbaugh, let me roll that back.
Too many Harbaughs.
Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. He's got everything going his way thus far this football season. But, you know, right now he's in a role that he's really, really struggled in before in the past, and that's winning a game after winning a road game. He's really, really struggled in that role. And in Rutgers, like I said, with Greg Schiano, they're doing really well. Schiano's 6-0 to the spread off a win against an opponent off a win when he ends up dressing up as the dog. I'm going to play Rutgers plus the points for the first play.
All right. Who else?
The other one's we're going to fade the other Michigan team, Michigan State. We're going to play against them and use Nebraska this week. That's another 5-0 fat cat. I'm sorry?
I like that, too.
There we go. That's another 5-0 fat cat, Michigan State, who was expected to be last in their division in the Big Ten this year, but they've surprised. And now they have to take on a Nebraska team that's arguably the best team Scott Frost has had since he's been with the Cornhuskers over there. This is a real good scheduling spot to fade Michigan State, living a lot on right now on their glory and reputation of starting out 5-0. Now they're in the top 25. I think it all comes to a crashing halt today.
You know, I think the line's just so cheap for Penn State. I thought that Iowa being at home would be favored by more. The line kind of tells me something. It's gone up to 2, but do you like a side in that game?
I like the Penn State side of the football game for two reasons. Number one, they were beat up bad by Iowa in Happy Valley last year. They got beat 41-21, and that was part of that horrible 0-4 start they had to the season before they finished up 5-0, and they've won every game, covered every game this year since. So they're on this nice little roll. But they're a 5-0 dog, and those are really good in Game 6, and they're taking on a 5-0 favorite in Game 6. So you have a combination of the two going head-to-head in that matchup there with the big revenge to Penn State. I'll play them plus the points.
All right, so now let's take a look at the pros. And there's some interesting games in the NFL. Who do you like?
I'm going to play a couple of running dogs that run the ball for over 4 yards a carry. The opponent they play is going to give up over 4 yards a carry. First one's going to be the New York Giants taking on Dallas. And there's not a lot of people are going to want to think they're going to want to step in front of Dallas right now. But when you look at the numbers of the Dallas Cowboys, while they've been impressive so far, the truth of the matter is Dak Prescott has not really been all that impressive. He's thrown for less than 300 yards in each of his last three football games. And there is no better team in the National Football League as a road dog than the New York Giants. They're now 18-3 to the spread the last 21 times they've been on the road and taken points. I like them plus the points over Dallas. If they win this game, I'm not going to be surprised.
If they win this game, I'm going to choke. Because their coach sucks. Another, he's a Bill Belichick, excuse me, he's a Bill Belichick wannabe. And I don't like their quarterback, although he gets numbers once in a while. I will choke if they win. Oh, my gosh. All right, who else do you like?
You got the Jason Garrett Dallas Cowboy factor in that game as well, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
The other game I'm going to look at, I'm going to take the points with Buffalo against Kansas City in the Sunday night game.
Yeah,
for
like
all
that.
The obvious reasons, the Bills with the big playoff revenge from the AFC Championship game. But they are the number one ranked defense in the National Football League. Kansas City is the 31st ranked defense in the National Football League. And aside from all the things Josh Allen does in the air, Buffalo runs it for 4.5 yards a carry, and Kansas City is pathetic defensively. They give it up 5.4 yards a carry. I think that's going to be a surprise in the football game how well Buffalo runs the ball in Kansas City. I'll play the Bills plus the points.
All right, we got to take a look at the Eagles game. I told you this, and I told people on the air, there was a player here at the Borgata that bet $825,000 on the Eagles plus 3.5. Now it's three now.
Wow.
But that, I know. I think the Eagles can win the game. And I would take the number. Do you like a side in that game?
Yeah, I do. I do like the Eagles' chances in the football game. I think it's a real solid handicap to them. I don't know if it's an $800,000 opinion handicap, but nonetheless, I think they are the right side to the game. I think they're catching the right opponent at the right time with Carolina. Being banged up as they are coming into the football game, the injury bug just keeps taking its toll. If McCaffrey doesn't play, it really opens things up for Philadelphia here this week. I think the Eagles are going to surprise the Carolina Panthers and win this football game.
Yeah, I like them too. You know, the Cleveland Browns. I know the report of Baker Mayfield, and it changed the number. Cleveland Browns are a better team than I think a lot of people give them credit for, and so are the Chargers. I don't know that I like Cleveland, but that would be a side that I would like. Do you have any opinion on that?
I agree wholeheartedly. You know, the Browns, it's all about rushing, and the Chargers' rush defense is horrible, okay? You've got the same scenario there where the Browns run it for 177 a game. The Chargers give it up 170 a game. If Mayfield's shoulder is as banged up as they say, they wouldn't let him start, first of all. But if he does and he has to play and he can't go long, you're going to see a lot of two or three tight end formations and screen passes out of the backfield and this running game. Right? The Browns are going to try and control the clock. They are the better football team in the game, and I got to play them now that they're the dog.
Okay. All right. If anybody has interest in Mark Services, 800-321-7777 on the internet at playbooksports.com. And the Eagles got to win. They got to win. Otherwise, this season might really turn and go the wrong way. But, Mark, I appreciate it. Take care. Have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoy the games, Howard. Be well and stay safe.
All right. Take care. Thank you. By the way, I'll let you know, at the Sportsbook here at Borgata, somebody just bet $100,000 on Wisconsin minus 11. Actually, I like that side. I like Wisconsin a little bit, but I'm just passing it along. They have some big players here at the Borgata. All right, let's go quickly. And just your guess, we got some good ones so far. The player, manager, head coach that got better once they left for the $100 gift to the Bruno brothers. Ed, what's your guess?
Patrick Sharp. We traded him early in his career, and he won 3 cups with the Blackhawks.
Wow, that's good. It is hockey, but... Patrick, you know what? I'll put you in the mix. I don't know that it'll win, but I'll put you in the mix. Bob, you're on WIP.
How about Andre Iguodala?
Somebody guessed him already, and It's not as good as some of the other ones, but I appreciate the effort. All right, let's go to Jack. Jack, you're on
King,
WIP.
Thanks for taking my call, pal.
Go ahead. Who is it?
Eagles get smoked tomorrow like a cigar, and my pick is Jeff Carter.
Jeff Carter. Jeff Carter.
Ex-Flyer.
I know you're talking about. It wouldn't, there's a Carter that has a chance of winning, but that wouldn't be the one, and the Eagles will win tomorrow. So, I think, anyway. All right, let's go to Jim. You're on WIP. This is it, Jim. You're the last one.
How about Charlie Morton?
Wow. That is a good one. That was Matt Klentak. Didn't want to re-sign him to his option year.
Yeah.
Wow. That really
And real quick, at that interview with Dombrowski was a disgrace. We'll talk about that some other time. But anyway.
Okay. Hold on. We'll put you in the mix. We might need Bill to jump in here to break a tie. All right, Kyle, this is really tough. We've had some really good ones. Andy Reid would be a good one, but he was a really good coach here. So we got Francona, which you liked. You told me Francona, right?
Yeah, I like Francona. I even like Berube. Chris Carter's a good one, too, and Jason Wirth. Those are my top four.
I like Chris Carter. What about Charlie Morton?
Morton's a good one.
But not in the mix.
Nah, okay. He probably wouldn't break my top four.
All right, let's...
If I had to put one down, I'd go Francona.
I know, because he was a dope here. It was a dope. It was a dope, but he had great players. He had really good players.
That should help his case, though.
Maybe. Chris Carter, my God, he became a Hall of Fame. All right, Bill, who would you take?
I got to go with Tito.
Oh, no!
Thanks, Bill.
No! Oh, my God, Francona! Please. I would take Chris Carter, but I'll have to apologize to Chris Carter for you guys. All right. You guys, Bill broke the tie. It is Terry Francona as the guy that was better once he left. Gabe Kapler's going to beat them all because he's going to win a World Series this year. But, all right, Eagles are going to win tomorrow. Merrill, Mike, and I will bring you that game. Pregame show, and I know Glenn will be on the pregame show, and Glenn and Ray are next. Oh my gosh! Oh, I'm gonna have a terrible weekend. Terry Francona. All right, thanks to everybody that was listening. And you know what? There's something I got to address this next week. I can't find a place with patio furniture. As dumb as that is, you can't find anything anymore. There's nothing. Nothing anywhere with anything, with goods, whatever.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Howard.
Yeah, well, we'll check it out next week. All right, everybody have a great weekend. Bill Matz doing a great job here. Kyle Quinn back at the studio banging it up. All right, everybody have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you on the morning show when I take up. No, I'm kidding. WIP. Well, Angela doesn't, you know, if he wants to leave, whatever. WIP Sports Time is 9:57. And if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge miss cake. A melted milkshake? That's a miss cake. Crumbly sticky s'mores? Bigger miss cake. Or worst miss cake of all, you resort to baking? If it's not tasty cake, it's a miss cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet. It's delicious, too, by the way. Perfectly sweet or not, it's delicious. Or a rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake! Don't ever accept any substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.